Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise podcast. My name is Chris, and today I am joined on this cold, wet November Sunday morning by my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me, D, via the interweb.
You're very welcome. I just wanted to put my hand up here and I nearly blocked the camera. Apologize.
I've seen that, yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands. What do I do with my hands?
Yes, thank you for joining me. It is November 8th, D. It's cold, it's wet, it's miserable, but thankfully, the warmth is emulating from you and your screen.
Yeah.
Keeping me warm on this Sunday morning. We're fond of the Sunday mornings now.
It's a good morning. Sunday morning. It's kind of like Sunday is the best. Sunday morning is probably the best because it's assuming you don't have anywhere to go, which I guess in these days no one has anywhere to go because of pandemic and whatnot. But yeah, Saturday morning is like you need to rest after your week.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning is just whatever you want to do, man. It's all you.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I love a good Sunday morning, and I love a Sunday morning podcast spent with my best friend, who today is going to bring us a list of on this day.
Yeah, on tomorrow's day.
Yeah.
In 1947, Chris, a pre-recorded program is broadcast on BBC television for the first time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
1947.
It's pretty. Like, I mean, TV isn't that old. Like, that's probably pretty early on.
Yeah. I always thought it would have been later than that.
Really?
Yeah. 47. Like that's wartime, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, just after.
Just after the war.
Yeah, just after the war. It's an interesting thing as well. Apparently, like, back in the day, whenever they were making, like, all these, like, you know, these things that you consider, like, really famous, like Laurel and Hardy and, like, Charlie Chaplin and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because TV didn't even exist back then, they had no idea that, like, they had no idea the concept of once it's out of the cinema, like, it'll even exist. Like, they were just like, we'll just do it, it'll be in the cinema, and then it's done. There's no concept of pre-recorded programs. Like, there was no, like, everything was just like, we'll put it in the cinema, boom, everyone gets to see it, and then...
Yeah, on film, like, yeah.
Yeah, on to the next show, right, and blah, blah, blah.
That's
and it's just crazy, yeah.
Imagine we work like that nowadays, that like once something aired, that was it, done. You see it's one, like, and done.
You have to, if you want to listen to the podcast, you have to tune in on your wireless and then listen to us. And then once we're done talking, it's over forever. It's fucked up, isn't it?
I mean, that's a cool concept for a podcast. We could call ourselves the One and Done podcast.
The One and Done, that's it.
Yeah. Here's an interest, just before you go into your list. Do you know... Interstellar was released around this time 6 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. Man. And I seen a thing saying that from then until now, only 52 minutes have passed on Miller's planet.
Oh, that is so weird, man.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with the movie Interstellar and the logistics of
interstellar flight
time dilation and things, then
God,
you know,
probably go watch it because we're not going to be able to explain it.
Yeah, that'll make no sense to you, but yeah, only 52 minutes have passed on his planet in the 6 years that we have passed. Yeah, anyway, sorry, your list.
This is just a list of things that repeat on TV all the time. So we had the first pre-recorded repeat on BBC 1947, rather. Mm-hmm. This is what's always on TV these days. Or whatever this book was written. No one watches TV anymore, Philip. Only Fools and Horses. Judge Judy. This will date this quite a bit. Little Britain.
Ooh, Little Britain. Yeah,
I haven't seen that in years.
Early 2000s, yeah. Wow.
2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Haven't seen that in years either.
That is ancient by our standards. Yeah. Star Trek. Star Trek The Next Generation. Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Enterprise, and can you guess the last one?
Star Trek...
No, it's Inspector Morse.
Oh, fuck me. Right, okay. I like what you did there. You built me up and then you dashed my hopes. Yeah. I mean, Only Fools and Horses is still repeated constantly on TV.
Mm-hmm. Gold. UK TV Gold.
That's exactly it. As is... Star Trek. Star Trek's always on the Sci-Fi Channel. So,
yeah,
something I never got on board with was Star Trek. Day.
Me neither. Just wasn't our era.
Nope, was not. Anyway, before we move on to some news from this week, Dee, I want to take this moment just to special thanks to everybody who has been tuning into the podcast as of late. All our listeners, all our followers on social media, hello and welcome to all of the new subscribers to the channel. You're very much welcome to this small but ever-growing community. We hope this podcast finds you well. And there is a video version of the podcast if you're listening. The video version is available over on youtube.com/emptypromisepodcast. And if you're watching the video, the audio is available to take with you anywhere you may be. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast on any podcast hosting service. It is a privilege to have you all joining us week in, week out.
It is a privilege.
Yeah, it
is. God bless America.
God bless America is right, yeah. What do you think? Last week's episode has done remarkably well for us, D.
I know, yeah. It's a start.
Big episode. Yeah, mm-hmm. Big episode. And from that, D, I've also had like another 4 or 5 local ghost stories thrown my way. We may have to do a follow-up episode.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Creepy tales.
Had we got that prior to the episode, it would have been very good.
But it would have been excellent.
Yeah. Obviously didn't have the reach back then.
I know, exactly, yeah. So a couple more people have come out with local tales and spooky tales, and I think we should definitely hit those up at some point in the near future because I love spooky tales.
We should set up a special set around a campfire and tell ghost stories. That's what we should do.
That would be... We could green screen it.
We could. It would look... it would look great, but it would be something.
I mean, it would be Empty Promise great, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because realistically, we're never going to get it. How the fuck? A campfire?
How would we even do that?
Like, logistically, yeah. That's just difficult. Come on, guys.
Exactly. The video version has done remarkably well. We're up to, like, it... Because I was saying during the week on our Instagram page, like, the video version is always there as, like, a supplemental piece for this podcast, and we never really look to push it too much. But last week, it took off, mm-hmm. and we're incredibly grateful for that. So, thank you to everybody who wants to tune in and see the video. This week, you will see 2 floating heads as me and Dee are not beside one another.
We are beside
each other.
I'm behind that wooden wall you see behind Chris.
He's at the other side of this wall.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to knock. You hear that? See that? So
wouldn't it be weird if something fucking knocked?
Fucking.
I'd be straight out that window. Yes. Right. Let's do some news this week, Dee.
Oh yeah, that's me. I was like, yeah, you kicked off.
I have a piece of news. I can hit it. It's pretty devastating.
Well, let's save the devastating news for last, I think. Let's build ourselves up and then just tear it all down. Dramatic faction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's whenever you learn a fact that is just astounding. Dramatic faction.
Wow.
There you go. That's coined. You can't just use that. That's my thing. As well,
coined so much in this podcast. You know what that would make? That would make a great t-shirt or a great cap.
I thought you were going to say a great podcast name. I was like, we can't. Yeah,
No, God, no. Empty Promise are going to be releasing merch soon enough, guys. Keep an eye out.
It would be a good podcast, Romantic Faction. Listen, let us know in the comments below. Do you want to see a new podcast? Okay, Chris, so... We are entering. Are we entering? I'm not even sure who's entering another lockdown, but the UK, England definitely is this week.
Yeah.
These truly are extraordinary times. Burger King is urging customers to go to McDonald's in order to help the restaurant industry. So the Titans are no longer at war. You can't even call Burger King a Titan anymore.
Burger King are sending their own people to McDonald's?
Yep.
To help them?
Yep.
Do McDonald's need help?
I think it's just generally like, you know, everyone needs a little bit of help right now. The Burger King UK Twitter account is encouraging customers to get a Big Mac from their arch rival in order to help save jobs in the restaurant industry. They are not just suggesting you go to McDonald's, they're also encouraging you to go to KFC, Subway, Domino's, Pizza Hut, or just your favorite local restaurant or takeaway. Basically anywhere where a restaurant worker's job is at risk.
Wow.
We never thought we'd be asking you to do this, starts the message, just like we never thought we'd be encouraging you to order from KFC, Subway, Domino's, etc. Five Guys, Greg's, Taco Bell, Papa John's, or any other independent food outlets, too numerous to mention here. We never thought we'd be asking you to do this, but restaurants employing thousands of staff really need your support at the moment. So, I guess they're kind of taking the high road here, Chris.
I mean, this could be like one of those like reverse like marketing schemes, and everyone's like, you know what, Burger King are just so good that I'm not even going to listen to their advice. I'm just going to go and support Burger King for being so like, good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the cynical approach, I think. The cynical interpretation. It's like they're just doing this for publicity because this is a crazy statement to say Burger King says go to McDonald's. So now we're talking about Burger King, eh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever works. It's strange. I thought it would have been the opposite way, but there you go.
Yeah, it's like McDonald's don't need help. Like Burger King, you know, that's cute what you're doing there, but yeah, the McDonald's, they're fine. Anytime I've been to McDonald's, like since the lockdown or since the initial lockdown started, it's always been packed because it's all drive-through. Yeah. So it's just like lines and lines of cars trying to get into the drive-through. Like, so they're doing okay, Burger King, but appreciate the concern nonetheless.
That's nice of them. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Burgers gotta help burgers. Oh, this one's crazy. So, police in Scotland were... Have you heard about this, maybe? Police in Scotland? Left a little red-faced after it emerged that officers had a standoff with a giant stuffed tiger for nearly 45 minutes.
No, they didn't.
They did indeed, Chris. A giant plush toy... numerous photos were taken of a giant plush toy with numerous units, including three ARVs and a dog handler, were sent to a farm to tackle this beast. Nervous radio updates started coming in, stating that it was unclear if the tiger has eaten any cattle, but it appeared well-fed, and its ears were seen to twitch, but other than that, it was very settled. Oh my god. They saw its ears twitching, apparently.
So, was this just a tiger standing up? Or do you know what I'm picturing this? I'm picturing this like, you know the big tiger you have like at your home place?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Just one of those?
It's like one that is like, it's like posed as if it's like laying, you know, like...
Yeah.
Very like satisfied, like after a meal or something, like laying very casually on the ground.
Yeah.
The incident was still down within 45 minutes once officers attended and established that there was no threat to the public. We appreciate that it was a false call made with genuine good intent. The guy who placed the call was Bruce Grubb, who was a farmer. Spotted Bruce the tiger. Grubb. I don't know what a name, Grubb.
But why was it there in the first place?
I'm not sure. he says he spotted the tiger while checking the shed near his cottage on the farm and got the fright of his life, he says. There had been people over for a housewarming party, but he had remained sober as he had over 200 pregnant cows in his barn, and he was on duty because the cows could drop at any time. I flashed my torch in the shed and saw it sitting there, this tiger. I was stone cold sober, drink had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with me thinking that it was real.
And how long were these officers in a standoff, did you say?
45 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Three quarters of an hour. Unusual as the call may have seemed, any call reporting potential danger to the public has to be taken seriously, and efforts were made to verify the setting as soon as possible, including starting to make contact with the nearest wildlife park to make sure they did not have an escapee. So they had to treat it serious, as bewildering and as far-fetched as it may have seemed.
Imagine calling your local like wildlife park and being like, I'm just checking up. Have you got a tiger?
And there's no need to panic. I mean, you know, let's not worry anybody. But you're not missing, like, say, a tiger, are you? Man-eating.
No. Ravenous beast, no? Yeah, no, that's fine. Just checking. You can ignore this call.
You do me a real favor and not mention this to your manager. That'd be great.
How's your day going? Jesus.
Yeah. But that's in brilliant. Scotland, of all places, like, it just seems so bizarre to me. Like,
laying in the highlands of Scotland.
Yeah, like just chilling in a barn, eating cattle. Yeah. God, what a beautiful time.
Can they live here? Who knows? I don't even know if they'd survive. I mean, there's plenty of food. I don't think they need a warm climate.
Yeah. Siberian tigers, aren't there? Those like
Oh, that's right, tigers. That's right. Yeah, yeah, true. There you go. So, wildlife act.
Yep. Come here for your weekly wildlife fact.
Weekly wildlife fact. That's it. I'm writing it down.
God, there's going to be so many segments on the show.
They were the segmental podcast.
We just can't. Next piece of news I have is GameStop over in the US of A is having a TikTok competition for its employees. And one of the... Have you heard this?
No, but I don't like where it's going immediately.
Yeah, a TikTok competition is bad enough. But one of the prizes is 10 extra labor hours on the Black Friday weekend.
Ooh.
So, and it's not 100% clear what they mean by 10 extra labor hours. Is that 10 hours you have, you can take time off? Or is it 10 hours you can willingly work during Black Friday?
Or is it like 10 more hours of holiday that you get over the period?
That's what we're not sure about.
I'd like to think it's, you know, you either get 10 extra paid days, paid hours off or days off, whatever way it works. I doubt they'd make you work another. Like, oh, well done.
A lot of people have interpreted it as you get the privilege of working Black Friday, because I think it's time and a half or overtime.
Like, I was going to say, it must be paid as overtime.
So people are like, that's the prize, is that you can work overtime hours. Like, what is American work culture? It's crazy. Like,
imagine putting all that hard work into a TikTok, and then your prize is you get to work 10 extra hours. Yeah, good for you.
There were other prizes, the Amazon Echo and a $100 Visa gift card.
I'll take the $100. Even if I win, just give me the $100 gift card.
But again, that's not clear if that's per person or per team. Like, they're not asked. This is a team competition, so it's like your work team.
You know what this is? Again, this is just to drum up more hype for the already unnecessary levels of hype for Black Friday in places like GameStop.
Exactly.
You know,
in the midst of a pandemic where people are supposed to be staying home.
Right enough. How's that even going to work this year?
I don't know. I don't think they care much over in America at this point. Well, I think,
a social distanced Black Friday.
They could do it social distance, but like no one would adhere. The type of people who go to Black Friday, you know,
aren't the type of people to adhere to regulations. Distancing. Yeah.
If they had a chance of getting a TV for $10 less, like they're going to... It's not going to care about remaining socially distant. An update that came out on this article, though, a few days ago, is that GameStop has apparently removed the contest after the not so good publicity it received.
Consoles, fifth gen consoles go out this week. Isn't that right?
That's right. But apparently, UK is locking down next week.
Yeah.
So you can't go, like, you couldn't go today and pre-order the console because the game is closed. But if you have pre-ordered it, you can go and pick it up on the day it comes out or something like that.
So I wonder if you pre-order it quickly now before the lockdown.
I don't think you can anymore because sold out.
Oh, true. Yeah,
but like it's a bit of a mess. People are worried if they won't be able to get their console. But naturally enough, Game have already accepted their deposits and whatnot. So.
Yeah,
money's gone, boys.
Yeah, right enough. I have a piece of news. I'm gonna give you my news. I don't want to finish on this news. It's not bad news, D. It's how you interpret it. But Christmas is cancelled, D.
What?
Christmas is cancelled. That is the headline here from the Independent, who have led with Christmas is cancelled. This is the reason why Cadbury has shrunk the size of the fudge bars in selection boxes. They have done this in a new method to combat childhood obesity. Let that sink in.
I don't think it was an overreaction to the title. I think it's apt.
So this year, the Cadbury fudge bars, so selection boxes, Cadbury fudge bars will... Instead of being 25 grams, will be 22 grams.
Ooh.
So taking away that extra 3 grams takes it down to a 100-calorie treat. And there we go. And now the three out of the 6 bars in the box, so the Double Decker, the Crunchy, and the Whisper, they're still more than 100 calories, but the rest are now under 100 calories. Some of the... like tweets and response basically from the public have said that they're ruining Christmas, that they have effectively ruined their Christmas. Now, I think if you are basing your Christmas joy on a 25 gram fudge bar in a selection box,
three grams, you've
ruined that on yourself. You know,
Christmas was ruined by 3 grams of chocolate.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like a fudge bar. You know.
Sure. Yeah. But they're not. Yeah. That's not why you buy the selection box.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's jumped down. In 2018, the bar, the selection box was 169 grams. Now it's down to 150. So they're getting smaller, D. You know? They're getting smaller and they're getting dearer.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a Freddo, ever-inflating price of Freddo. Jesus. You know? We should be more up in arms about that.
Would you also, out of the two, out of a fudge bar and a chomp bar, so which of the two would you go for there?
I'm not crazy about either.
I have to say I'm a firm, I stand on the chomp side of things here.
I think a chomp you'd be working harder on. It would feel like you had more of it because it's kind of, it has all the holes in it, right?
No, that's a curly whirly.
That's a curly whirly. What's a chomp?
So a chomp is just like the caramel. It's just like a bar similar size to a fudge, similar shape, but it's just caramel.
Especially a curly whirly without the holes.
That's exactly what it is, D. Yeah. I love a curly whirly, don't get me wrong. But you see, people are cheated with curly whirly because the holes in them, and people are like, oh, it's so unique. But think of the amount of space lost.
It's just not efficient.
No, it's not an efficient way of packing chocolate at all.
That's what they should have done to the fudge. Yeah. You know, they take away those 3 grams, but the bar is the same size because we just punched a hole in it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a feature. It's a feature, not a bug.
They could have just stamped Cadbury into it and that would have removed some of the chocolate, which would have taken away some calories.
Yeah. This reminds me of the Toblerone scandal. Whenever they, remember they increased the gap between the peaks in the Toblerone bars?
Mm-hmm.
People lost their shit over that, man.
Oh, I didn't sleep for days, D. But I mean, in an effort to tackle childhood obesity, that's what they're putting this down to. Bear with me just one wee second.
It suits them. It suits them just as much to be saving themselves 3 grams per bar as well. It's all about their bottom dollar. It's all about their bottom line, which is the dollars. What the hell is this Egypt at?
Apologies, I forgot to plug in my laptop to the wall, so it was starting to die there. I was wondering what the hell was going on.
It's just not professional, Chris.
Sorry. Anyway,
reflects badly on both of us.
Things like that. True. Let's move on from this depressing news. Christmas is not cancelled just yet, kids.
It's there's a good chance people won't get home for Christmas this year because of restrictions to COVID, and Twitter's losing its shit about 3 grams of chocolate. I don't know what I mean. Christmas is cancelled. Independent. Yeah. A fine news resource if I've ever come across one. Christmas is cancelled.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, Chris, that's not as that's not as devastating as I thought it was going to be.
No. But it depends how you interpret it. Some people listening to this may have just completely lost their shit.
True, actually. I don't want to offend anyone who is a firm fudge fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to each their own. But if you do need a little lifting up after that depressing news, I do have it in the form of some Nick Cage news.
Oh, okay. Before you do Nick Cage news, what are your thoughts on Big Joe getting into the White House?
Big Joe Biden?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have particular opinions about Joe Biden, but I am extraordinarily pleased that Donald Trump got fired, right?
Got fired, yeah.
Yeah. So I was very happy about that.
It was a strange couple of days for the American people waiting on their votes, man. Yeah, that was a strange electoral
process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All those really delayed mail-in votes. It really looked like, I really thought Trump was going to win it. You know, on say, what was it, Wednesday morning?
Yeah.
Looked like he was ahead, and Biden had squandered.
He was. He was well ahead. He was ahead by half a million votes in Pennsylvania at one point. And next thing, the mail-ins started to get counted, meanwhile, Nevada are still taking their time.
I know, yeah. Crazy, I thought it was weird. Some places, you can mail in. I thought if it's not there whenever the election day is, that's it. You know, it didn't get included. Mm-hmm. But apparently, if you have it posted before the election day, they'll count it for like a week.
Yeah.
After it comes in, which is crazy. Yeah. But yeah, it is, pretty yeah. mad. Hey, I was so happy to see it though, especially like, not even so much how Trump has reacted, because he has like in sort of typical fashion, he's thrown his toys out of the pram and he's went a bit mad now.
Spoiled child, yeah.
But it is kind of nice to see that he thought it looked like he almost was going to win it, because he was projected to lose and it looked like he had like upset the polls again, mm-hmm. and then it kind of like slipped away from him. So
yeah,
I imagine that was a painful thing to experience, and I'll admit I'm a little bit pleased to
oh yeah,
that he had to suffer a little bit about it, and that he ultimately got put out the door.
D, why can't Donald Trump go in the White House?
Why?
Because it's for Biden.
Stop it, Joe. these are these fucking Joe Biden like dad jokes, aren't they? Yeah. There's like a whole meme with this.
Lad, I wet myself during the week at these. Like, yeah.
It's like whenever he was like vice president, the way these were floating about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Obama's like, Joe, don't Joe.
Yeah. Anyway, hit us up with that wholesome Nick Cage news.
All right, you'll remember, everyone who watched last week, Gav, the main man, M, gave us a list of all of Nick Cage's cool names that he has in movies. One of them, Chris, was... Crap. One of his names was...
His name was not Crap.
It was Crap Bag, was his name. Mother of God, why can't I find this? There's only like four names on this page, and I can't see the one that I want to see here.
Mm-hmm. Well, while D looks for that, I'll draw attention to the fact that we are again back as a duo that we never touched on when we started.
Yeah,
we've been either lost. Running as a trio or a four for the last couple of weeks, and now we're back as a duo.
Oh, I got it, Chris. Johnny okay, Blaze. Johnny Blaze. Nick yes. Cage could be back as Johnny Blaze in what movie?
Is this the black and white movie?
Nope. Oh. Me and man called this out last week for us, so you should remember.
I mean, there was so much. Last week was a fucking jam-packed episode, D. I'm sorry. There was so much.
Anyone who missed it, make sure and go back and listen.
It's in the annals. I have no idea, D. No idea.
You'll kick yourself, I tell you. It's, of course, Ghost Rider.
Oh.
The Ghost Flaming Rider. Man himself, Johnny Blaze. Oh, yeah, Blaze.
Johnny Blaze, okay.
Nick Cage could reprise his role as Ghost Rider.
Really?
Yeah.
Ghost Rider 3 coming?
Apparently. Well, I think they're recreating it, so they're going to bring him into the whole Marvel universe, you know, the Avengers universe. And there have been many rumors regarding who might play Ghost Rider in the MCU. One of the actors connected to the role has been Johnny Depp, which, also in the news for very unfortunate reasons.
I was just about to say, we never touched on the Justice for Johnny news this week. Yeah.
I guess we talk about that shortly after this, because I imagine he's no longer in contention for the role.
I doubt it.
Another actor often rumoured was Keanu Reeves, but according to Robert Wardle on Twitter, great name. Americans have great names.
Yeah.
Is now claiming that Marvel Studios want Nicolas Cage to reprise his role, which actually sounds like utter madness, but if there's one person in Hollywood who can encapsulate madness, it's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's from smallscreen.co.uk. Nick Cage could be coming back as the Ghost Rider, which, you know, I'm sure there's fans of the Ghost Rider out there. I've never seen them, and I don't care much about seeing them, but
likewise,
if it's Nick Cage, I should probably watch them, I guess.
Yeah, it's good to keep up with everything Nick Cage, but like you said, I've never even watched Ghost Rider.
It would be great to see Nick Cage, like, with... Well, who's left in fucking the Avengers? Like,
oh, like the
Hulk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How would Guardians of the Galaxy?
Thor?
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, actually, yeah.
But Johnny Depp stuff.
Yeah, fuck, man, yeah.
It's kind of crazy, it seems like someone accused him of beating his wife, Amber Heard, and then in a court testimony, it turns out that she has been, like, physically assaulting him.
Yeah.
But despite this, he had to step down from Fantastic Beasts, the new Fantastic Beasts.
Warner Brothers have effectively sacked him.
They asked him to resign.
And which he did so graciously, shall we say.
Yep.
But he said it hasn't ended there. No, I forget the statement. I meant to copy the statement for today, but yeah, he said it hasn't ended there. He's obviously got to challenge the allegations or whatever brought against him. So
there is like a proper court case with him and his, I believe now, ex-wife Amber Heard.
Yeah.
But this was just about, I think he was suing for libel against the Sun or some shit news, like a real tabloidy newspaper who claimed that he was assaulted Amber Heard, and because he didn't win that, now they can claim that he did it,
right?
And he had to step down.
Jesus.
But yeah, like there's been some do you ever hear the like leaked audio of like them two fighting?
I never listened to it. No, I seen that it was all over Reddit at one point or something.
Yeah, it came out and it was like it does not reflect well on Amber Heard at all.
Does it not? No.
Much more so than him, but I mean, like, this is only one, obviously one recording, like, so it's not like the full story. Like, yeah. But, yeah. A lot of people are questioning why Amber Heard has not been, you know, similarly, like, asked to leave the Aquaman movies, which she's in, so they're making a new one of those.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Johnny Depp has, it's kind of like a bit of a double standard, but not wanting to get too much into that kind of mess.
Yeah, of course.
Poor Johnny Depp.
Poor Johnny, yeah. Justice for Johnny. We stand by Johnny here.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Oh, again, wasn't he one of the ones discovered by Nick Cage that the main man brought to us last week?
That's right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It all comes full circle in this podcast, guys. It always comes full circle.
Everything's linked.
Mm-hmm. Everything is linked. Time is a flat circle.
Yes.
Is that your news for this week?
That's all I got for this week.
Okay, that's all I got for this week too.
That's everyone informed.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know for this
week.
Well,
we'll see you all next week. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Goodbye, ma'am. So yeah, we kind of went into this podcast with no real agenda because we're just going to take it easy. Making a nice quick one. We had votes on topic suggestions from our Instagram followers. And I think the best thing to do is probably take those topics and throw them in the bin.
What's like the US election system?
And maybe just break them down into community questions. Now, some of them I would like to touch on in a main topic, such as like apocalyptic survival ideas. I think that could be a great topic.
Yeah.
But I think the others, I think we could just turn them into community questions. And
would they warrant a full, like, you know, 30-minute discussion?
I mean, a best friend quiz could be fun if we did a quiz on each other.
Had we prepared, we probably could have done that, actually.
Yeah.
We did, if you have a hankering to hear that, we did something like that once, didn't we? We did, Would You Rather episode, where we basically just like, threw scenarios upon one another to see how we would react.
I would like another one of those, actually. They were good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's jump into some of the stuff that was coming out of these polls, D. What do you want to say? Let's start with the winner of the poll was high school memories.
Strange, right? I was asked this like randomly the other day at work.
Really?
We were just chatting and we're like, what's like a big memory you had from secondary school? And I was like,
perfect. There we go.
Didn't let's take me long to actually answer, Chris, because it was. For me, right, and I'm sure you'll probably echo this to some extent, it was moving image arts, sitting up, studying for our coursework by watching...
quote-unquote studying, yeah.
Watching, like, Buried, like Lord of the Rings was on at various points, Road to Perdition,
Amityville Horror,
like, various films that we were studying for our coursework.
Mm-hmm.
None of them the actual assigned work, the assigned film that we were supposed to be studying. Yeah. But.
The thing is, when our moving image teacher used to come in, she was a very kind of laid back woman, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of just pass off the fact that you were literally sitting watching a 3-hour Lord of the Ring epic as you doing, you know, your research.
Studying Peter Jackson's cinematography mise-en-scene.
No, you're sitting with a bag of popcorn watching watching The Two Towers, you know? That happened one day. We actually, you, myself, and Frank, who's been on the show before, sat and watched Catch Me If You Can. I think it was like a Thursday or Friday evening. It was a brilliant way to bring in the weekend, actually.
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about this high school memories, and I think one of the standout memories for me was, so we used to have our form class where we used to have to go in the morning before school started. We were out in the mobiles in our latter 2 years at the school. And in the mobiles, there was like electric heaters attached to the walls.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
And our teacher came around one day and gave us out like these little squares of like card that had like our timetables on them, basically telling us what day was which throughout the school term. And for some reason, I started like breaking the card up into like little pieces. It just shredded it into like confetti. And we were stood at the heater and I didn't know what else to do. So I just threw it in through the vents of the heater. And we thought nothing else of it. Yeah. And we were sitting there then as we waited for the rest of the class to come in. And all of a sudden smoke started coming from one of the heaters. And our form teacher at the time freaked out and got us all up and got us out of the mobile, claiming that there was a fire. And I think it was one of our friends at the time, Kevin. He wasn't it something to do with he didn't have his card or something on him?
Oh, yeah, there was something like that, wasn't there?
Did he take the blame for it or something? Or he forgot his card? Something.
Oh, no, do you know what it was, right? It was, Kevin used to do that, like, nearly all the time he would do this. So, like, the card was, like, it was, like, a table, as you said, right?
Yeah.
But it's one of those weird tables where, like, you have your rows on the left and then your columns and whatever on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very top left corner where there would be, like, an empty box, it wasn't there. So yeah. Kevin always ripped that. Like, he always ripped right around the outline of the table. And left it so it was a kind of like this offset square, and that's what he kept as his thing, right? Just like whatever, for yeah. Just randomly, right? But the next day, whenever they realized that there was ripped up pieces of that card found beside the heater, and that's I think pretty sure the teacher just asked us, like, everyone show me your cards, put them out on the table, and Kevin put out his lovely little ripped up one. And you whipped out a fucking copy from somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't know where I managed to obtain like a fresh copy, dude.
You had mine.
That's what it was. A double.
Wasn't there.
It was
you
a
had
double.
Mine.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was a double. It was
so
a duplicate.
You had a perfect, you know, untouched, pristine yeah. copy.
Yeah,
which was mine. And I was there. And she asked where was mine. I said I wasn't here yesterday. She just gave me one. Kevin had this ripped up one, which he had jared ripped up and done nothing. So he got the blame because obviously he was the
that's
one who
right,
ripped it up.
Yeah. Oh fuck! That was good
fuck
times,
me.
Man. Good time.
Man, I always thought you had like a guardian angel, man. You could always get your way out of situations, but
there was something. Yeah, I would agree with that. There's so many times
you were on the verge of just getting fucking scooped, but yeah. I don't know. You always managed to fucking get out of it. Remember that time where we were like up at Kevin's and like we were throwing bangers or something up in like some old farmer's yard, the farmer came up and like gave out to us. And I don't know what shit you spurred, but you just talked your way out of it.
I was very good at just talking my way out of things, D. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that with teacher. That's right. I completely forgot that memory now that you just said that. Yeah. Mm. I do remember that. We were throwing like squealers and cheap bangers and fireworks and stuff at like an old farmhouse. Yeah. Jesus.
And then I don't know what you said or how you like justified that everything was fine, but he accepted it and we left. And it was like, okay.
Somehow justified that us throwing fireworks at a house was fine.
Yeah.
In school, I think I got away with a lot more than I should have with teachers and things. Although another memory that sticks out for me, it's not anything bad or sinister. It's just a very funny memory. There used to be a teacher. There still is a teacher. He's called Mr. Keenan. Teaches in there. Now when he first moved to the school, like I think everybody used to kind of take the piss out of him because he was just a little strange, you know. Very, very smart man, but just a little strange. But I remember one day we had no art teacher and we went to like a different room for art day and we were working away, and I'm not sure if he came into the room or he was already supervising us.
I think he was like our cover.
There was a TV on in the room. And like one of the only channels we could get was like a kids cartoon channel. And at the time, the old Irish show Jakers, The Adventures of Piggly Winks was on the TV. And for some reason, something must have riled him up. Maybe we were talking or messing about or something. And he got so riled up that he wanted to kind of make a statement and say that if we... What was it he said? If you're just going to talk...
No, if you're just going to watch it, I'm going to switch it off.
That's it. We were just watching the TV.
Why was the fucking TV... We were supposed to be at school working. Why was the TV on? Do you remember why?
Why?
It's because it was like meant to be like background noise so we could do our art. Because we need inspiration to do
we're
our
artists,
art.
Yeah.
I think it was like we wanted to put on the music or something like that. The music channel.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, so we put on Piggledy Winks. At which point you're just like, why is the TV still on? And why we're sitting fucking talking shit and apparently laughing at it.
Yeah. Like, well, how could you not laugh at it? Like, yeah. You know?
Well, if you're just going to watch it, we'll switch it off.
So
and
that's
he was
what
like,
he did.
And he felt for it.
He had his back to the TV and he tried to make a statement by staring us all out of it, you know, as like this cross, angry teacher. And he reached back for the TV, but he couldn't find the button. And he just kept like caressing the television, looking for this button and smacking at the TV buttons. Oh, fuck out. We tried so hard not to laugh at that man, but Jesus, he did not.
He was trying to assert dominance by maintaining eye contact.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Did not work.
Mm-hmm. We bluffed our way out of school for game releases before. That was another strong memory of mine for
Gears 3.
The release of Gears of War. We said we had a family wedding to attend. We did all the legwork.
Oh yeah, we put in the man hours. Built up the illusion.
The cover story, yeah. We even went to a chapel in Armagh. A Presbyterian church and took pictures outside of it. And showed those to our teacher the next day. I said the ceremony was lovely.
Oh, it was
little did any teacher know that we just went into town, picked up a copy of Gears 3, got some food, went home.
The worst teacher, part was... Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
The teacher who we went to, the year ahead that we went to get out of this, she told us that because we were going to a wedding, seemingly down the other side of the country, that we didn't have to come in the next day until 11 a.m., you know, if we were a bit tired.
Yeah,
so everything played out in our favor for that one.
But yeah, my favorite part about all that is that year head teacher was like knew your family. So she it was your brother's wedding that we were going to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
His alleged wedding. She knew him. She was like, who's getting married? Yeah. Oh yeah, so and so. Oh really? Oh that's great, yeah.
Yeah.
As if she was gonna like catch up with him now and find out like, no, I haven't been married, no. It's just not factually correct.
Yeah, that was great as well, dude.
Another one that I always remember was our attempt at moving images to recreate the Samsung TV ad? You know the one with the bouncy balls that are falling down the San Francisco hills?
Yes, 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 yes. That was a tremendous ad.
Excellent ad. I'm sure everyone probably has seen that. We tried to recreate that with paper airplanes.
Yes.
Down Monroe Hill.
That's exactly
in
it.
In Katy. Yeah. Because that's the same thing, essentially.
But that's right, D.
The beauty of this is that we had so much power when you had like a camera in your hands. This is true in like the real world as much as it was in like high school. But if you have like a camera in your hands or some sort of misplaced sense of authority, you're walking down and we went into like our school gym.
Mm-hmm.
We set up these big green screen boards that we had that genuinely were used for like moving images, activities.
Yeah.
We set them up in the goddamn gym, made up a bunch of paper airplanes and threw them in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of our little recording session, which, by the way, completely, like this wasn't for any purposes, it was just for our own interests that we did on school property during school hours. Halfway through this, the PE teacher came in with a class of maybe third year students who were all kitted up and ready to play like basketball or whatever it was in the gym. And we were like recording with a camera in our hands and all this like shit set up at the bottom of the room. And they were like,
there were like hundreds of paper airplanes made for this
lying all over the place because we just flung them. And so they come in and they're like, oh, what's going on here? We're like, oh, we're just doing something for moving images. And we're like, oh, shit, we better, like, get the stuff packed up and, like, get the fuck out of here before they ask too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
PE teacher's just like, all right, oh, no worries, we'll just go somewhere else. So they just, like, left. Went to, like, I don't know.
They probably did the whole fucking gymnasium,
Probably cancelled it. They're probably like, well, we're going to play basketball, but now we can't, so we're going to do, I don't know, play football again at the AstroTurf.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like they just let us do whatever the fuck we want. Then we said to our moving image arts teacher, right, we're going to go down to into town here to do get more footage.
Yeah. She's and like, okay, do you need anything? Do you need a tripod? Do you need a couple of extra cameras? No.
Left school at about fucking 12 o'clock and then got an early lunch.
Got an early lunch, yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what we did, D. We just played the system, you know? Mm.
Yeah. But that, like, this is true. Like, if you have a camera and you have, like, a sense of purpose and you're like, oh, we're here to record this.
Yeah.
People will be like, or if you're wearing, it's like if you're wearing, like, a yellow, like, a fluorescent vest, you're yeah. like, oh, I'm here to do something. People just, like... People don't ask too many questions, yeah. No, like, I mean, no, why exactly. would, you know, they should, wouldn't have a reason to disbelieve you normally.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I mean, the last 2 years in that school were an absolute delight, D. I love them, especially the last year. It was tremendous. Something that I am so very thankful for is that you and I got, on our very first day of high school way back, we got put into the same class. So we were always together throughout high school. And we were very, very fortunate in that regards. Cause
definitely. Like, we would not be the friends we are today, I don't think, if we had been in different form classes.
No, definitely not. And yeah, we had a... Don't get me wrong. I as I got older, I appreciated the man more. But at the time, we had like a Nazi impressionist fucking form teacher back in the day.
With the mustache.
Jesus, he was... his name was Mr. Cummings. And he was, yeah. Jesus, he was strict, man.
He's a bit of a hard ass, wasn't he?
He was a hard. He was a very, very old school teacher. All these other classes had these like lovely, kind of easygoing form teachers, and then we had
younger
the hard
teachers.
Ass.
As younger well. Teachers, a lot of younger yeah, teachers, yeah.
A lot more, not a lot more relevant, a lot more current. knew what was what with a you know, yeah. And we had this old school hard ass, you know. Battle tested fucking
maths teacher
as well, yeah. And something that I always remember from our time with him back in the day was so the school always operated this policy that you walk on the left hand side in single file, and of course when you're walking between classes, like, that just does not happen. You talk to your friends, you walk wherever the hell you want as long as you get to your class, and teachers don't mind this. It's only whenever somebody has like a big accident in the school, or there's some kind of visit, or the principal's out standing watching you, everybody falls in the single file
like ants. That's what it's like.
Like ants, yeah. Okay, and nobody else did this. Okay, now you have to remember, this is first year. Okay, we're here. We're nervous enough as it is in first
big
year.
Big new school.
Big new school. We're the fresh fish. And we don't want to be seen as any different. Just let us blend in. Let us do our thing, you know. But our form teacher insists on marching us like a brigade from class to class in single file. We were just the crock pot. You know? We were just... I don't know. We were like the... What's the word I'm looking for here, D? We were singled out like fucking... I don't know.
You know, yeah. We were like the... shit, now I can't think of it. All I can think is crockpot.
we were just so... what is the word I'm looking for here? It was an embarrassment, basically, to us.
Yeah.
You know? All 20-something of us marching in single file, straight... ribbon between class, you know. It was, oh fuck, it was embarrassing as hell. Like, and the entire school watching you, like what dicks, yeah. Like, you know. look at these
us marching led by our fucking drill sergeant.
Yeah, Mr. Cummings. Surely he had better things to do. Thing is, I was stuck with him for maths right up until like fourth year, I think it was. He's an incredible teacher. He just didn't have to be such a hard ass. In like first year, I think, or second year, there was a guy in our class who fought another guy from our local area.
Oh, yeah.
I'll not name names in this one, but you know, like
a fight, essentially.
Typical high school fight. But for some reason, he blamed me for being the fight instigator or the organizer.
To be fair, you were the fucking organizer of that fight. Time and a place was decided at lunch. I remember that so well.
I think it was the mobs, boys, toilets.
This was going to happen, and you were like, you were moving between tables. You were like over here with the guy. the guy not in our form class and then back over to our form class too. We're like, this is going to happen.
I literally said, I was the go-between. That don't shoot the messenger. I literally said, I think he wants to fight you. I don't even know what it was over, Dean. You know, I don't even remember the fight was over.
Shit, what it was over.
High school was such a stupid place. Shit that you thought mattered all the time. Do you remember the tuck shop? Remember every break time you'd line up for that fucking tuck shop as well?
The odd time you get away early from the class. Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, we're going to be first in line for this fucking tuck shop. Mm-hmm. It was shit.
Do you remember once I feigned feeling faint in the tuck shop and our year head happened to be the teacher on duty and she kind of seen me and she was like, oh, come straight to the front of the queue. Do you remember this?
No.
You and I were standing in the tuck shop line and I was like, oh God, you know, I don't really want to wait. And I was like, maybe if I look, I was just back from, at the time I was off school for a while with like a sickness or whatever. And I had just come back and then I was like, I wonder if I like look like I'm pretty sick. And she was like, God, Christopher, you don't look too good. Like, come on right ahead. We'll get you a bottle of water. So she pulled me and you to the front. And I was thinking,
remember this. Yeah.
I was looking at you thinking, jackpot, here we go. This is the winner. Like we're right at the front. Needless to say, she then took me to her class, ran my father and told him to come in and pick me up because I was on death's door, apparently. I ended up spending the next like week off school, D, with this like invisible fucking illness. All because I wanted a packet of crisps a little quicker than most
but
people.
But we got first to the tuck shop, so it was worth it. Do you remember fainting, though, in high school, like? Every big assembly, or every time there was an extended assembly, remember all the mass that you had to do? That's high school. Because it was a Catholic school, so they had mass.
That was a Catholic school, yeah.
Like, you had Good Friday mass in, like, the fucking gym. But, yeah, do you always remember there was always some, like, someone fainted. There was always some fucker just smacking the ground about halfway through an assembly.
Yeah, it's just like, you just hear, like, a boom.
And they were like, someone's fainted.
Someone's down.
And what do we do? Teachers to be like, oh, we gotta do something, fuck it, open a door.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. There's like 1,000+ people in a place that shouldn't hold any more than 100, and everyone starts dropping like flies. Suddenly one person goes, then another person goes, and it's like, well, we should probably open the door.
Open the fucking door.
Always seem to get like the hottest days of the year as well for those fucking masses as well, man.
Yeah, it was always great.
Jesus, man. Do you remember walking down to the chapel one time and I walked straight into the pole?
I still remember. I remember that so vividly to this day. It was so funny.
So do I.
We were talking to each other. You were looking at me. I was sort of looking at you, like glancing forward every so often.
So we had to walk, from the school down to the chapel. That's what it was. We walked from the school down to like our local chapel for mass. And yeah, what was it? I was just talking to you. We were walking like in our classes, accompanied by our teachers down to the chapel, and that pole, just a big lamp pole, just crept out of nowhere, and I just T-boned the fucker.
The part that always gets me is the fact that like you were like you were still mid motion when you hit it, so both your arms swung forward like this around either side of the
like
pole.
Like a proper cartoon, man.
Jesus, it was very funny. I laughed very hard at that. I felt bad.
I do. I remember that. Okay. Fuck, man. When we're talking, like, it's like there's 1,000 things you could bring up about that high school.
Yeah, it's funny how one thing will, like, spin out to like remind you of another thing and it'll, like, fucking explode out.
We always when we were allowed to start walking down the town for our dinners in later years, it didn't matter rain, sleet, or snow. You could be sure that we would be walking up and down that hill.
To the furthest fucking shop.
To the furthest shop for some food.
For a chicken curry.
Every single day. Yeah.
That was good. That was good, though. I always liked that about the school because it gave you a little bit more freedom as you were getting a bit older. Like, kind of trust you to go down to leave school premises to go get your food and then come back.
I always enjoyed seeing the people who had just passed their driving test when we were walking back up, the amount of people that would stall on the hills.
Yeah.
And it must have been such a nerve-wracking experience for them because they've just passed their test. They've decided to drive in the school. They're going to take all their mates down.
Exactly. The car was always packed. You know, it was always a full car.
Loaded. Like, that thing is scraping along the floor. And then all they do is they come off the clutch that little bit too quick, and that's it. The entire population of Katy stops to stare and gloat at these people. Like,
all your peers looking at you.
Horrible thing, man.
Of course, we never had a car, so
we didn't drive. Exactly, yeah. God gave us 2 feet for a reason, D. There's a load of other ones. I think.
What was the question? Yeah, sorry.
Our favorite high school memories.
Favorite high school memory. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. There are. There's like too many to count, or definitely too many to go over.
What about days in our lives, D? You want to take me through a day in your life?
See, I seen this one and I noticed that it was getting traction, and I was like. We do this every week at the end of the podcast.
I know, right?
I like, as of late, it has been like, yeah, I didn't do much.
Well, why don't you take me through it? Like, I think we got to be specific with this one. Take me through like a specific, what about you take me through like just a mundane, normal work day in your life, and then you can take me through like a weekend day in your life.
It's the same.
Yeah.
I'm remembering The Office, where, remember that guy Robert California, the new office manager after Michael Scott, Steve Carell is. But Erin is like telling him about her day, and she's like, "Well, I woke up," and he's like, "Don't tell me that you woke up. Everyone wakes up. I don't need to know that. Like, it's the most fundamental part of the human existence. Everyone is familiar with waking up. You tell me no information by saying I woke up." And she's like, "Okay, I was awake." I was awake. So this morning, I was awake. And
good.
I sat on my phone, browsing Reddit, as we do every morning, trying to find stupid news for a podcast.
Is that what you'll do? Oh, yeah. So this is like a podcast morning?
No, actually, that is most mornings. Like, I wake up about half, like, these days I wake up about 8:30 and, like, yeah, browse my phone to, like, waken myself, like, to engage with, like, the world, make my brain work. And I'll crawl out of bed at like 8:55, log on at my computer for work.
Nice.
The beauties of working from home, man.
Yeah.
Feed the dogs. Basically, the first 30 minutes of work, there's no work done because you're like reading emails and making tea and doing shit.
Okay.
And then you have the morning call with everyone else at work. Say what you're doing, what you did, what you're going to do.
Is that every morning you have a work call?
Yeah, every morning, 8:30.
Wow.
Which is good and bad, like, because it's kind of like you're always sort of, it keeps you honest, because you have to be like, oh yeah, I did this yesterday. You drained that bad boy, Chris.
That was a good monster, man.
Monster Black. Ultra Black. For Ultra Black, who is not watching the podcast. Then it's just like work, man. Like, it's just like sitting on my computer with like music, listening to music.
Yeah.
Every so often I'll get up and like go to the toilet, maybe get a drink. Let the dogs out.
Is there not like an incredible amount of distractions for you, like working from home, especially like with the internet and you're working on your computer and things like that?
Not as many as you'd think. Yeah. And certainly it's not hindering me any more than being in the office would be. Because I do, like anyone else, like, yeah, I have a bit of, in the morning particularly, I get about 2 hours of really good work done in the morning.
Okay.
After that, like, initial call, like, I can sit down from about 10 to 12 and I can actually, like, work. I'll have stuff to do and I'll get it done. And then I'll sort of be worn out a wee bit from those 2 hours, so I'll take, like, a little bit of a break. At which point, yeah, I'll go on to Reddit and I'll go on my phone and do a shit I got there. But, like, that's exactly what I did at work anyway. It's definitely true that now I can go on to, like, I could go watch a YouTube video or something.
Yeah. Would you have, like, the TV or anything on in the background? Or No.
Yeah. I just listen to music on my...
Oh, nice.
On my headset, man.
Nice.
But the other thing is that, like, whenever you're like relaxation and like chill time is in the same room as in the same area as where your work time is, like, you're kind of doing both. So like even when I've finished work, like, I'm still signed on. So if someone like messages me, like, I'll hear the notification and I'll be like, oh, I'll just go check what that is like. So I actually think like in times I'm doing more work than I ever did in the office.
Really?
Yeah. And then another day it's just kind of like it's the opposite, where you're kind of like, yeah, I have too many distractions, so I'm not getting as much done, but. It definitely balances out, like, for me anyway. I know a lot of people, like, it's not the same. It's like work from home, it's not workable because there's just too many distractions, especially if kids and stuff like that. Like, I can imagine being very different. But for me, like I literally see no way forward in terms of going back to the office. Like that's not.
Yeah.
If I had to go back, if I now have to go back to like a full work, like a full week in the office, I'll be like looking for remote work elsewhere because like it the benefits yeah. massively outweigh the negatives. Yeah, for me anyway.
Outweigh, yeah. Sorry, so just I don't mean to cut you off. Am I breaking up from you at all?
You're a little bit out of sync. You're a little bit like lowly, a little bit behind your video feed.
Yeah, so are you and mine. I think we're good now, though. I think that's us back.
We're back, baby.
Apologies if you're listening. You probably not noticed this.
Yeah,
so anyway, what time will you finish work then? Or what time do you call it a day at?
Six.
Six?
It's like we normally finish, like, but often it's like 6:30. And like
wow.
Yesterday, Friday, it was like 7:00.
Jeez.
I finished up. Like, but that's what I mean. Like, there's like things you... Where it was like, before it was like, I have to get home. Like, I have to go home now because the office is empty and clearing out. Now it's like, it's the same at 4:00 as it is at 7:00. Like, there's no difference. Yeah. So just like, I'll finish this thing up and then I'll go. Very rarely leave early, like, since working from home.
Yeah.
Used to be like, I'd leave around 5:30 every day.
From the office?
Yeah, from the office.
Yeah. Why not?
It's like, just I don't know. It's like I think we're supposed to work to 6:00 anyway.
Yeah, true.
But I was like leaving at 5:30 because I work finished up my tasks for the day. There's like no point yeah. hanging about for 30 minutes. You're not gonna start anything.
And then you'll start into like dinner or something then, I imagine.
Yeah, before the clocks went back, we'd walk the dogs in after work. But now it's too dark, so I'd have to walk them at lunch, or they just have to go out in the garden.
Nice
dinner. Yeah, we normally make stuff. Occasional takeaway, occasional kebab.
Uh-huh.
You know yourself. And
oh, I do.
Then it's video games and TV.
Excellent.
With a girlfriend, you know.
That's tremendous. That's an excellent day in your life, Dee.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, it's mundane as fuck.
It is,
like.
Yeah, it's mundane. I think people are inquisitive, though. You know what I mean? I think that's why that kind of gained a lot of traction. People like hearing this stuff. I know if I like seeing videos of what people get up to on a daily basis, you know. We're inquisitive
creatures. Your day is going to be more interesting than mine, though, Chris, because you do a lot of things.
I think I just... only because, like, I think I train.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. At the minute, my days are a lot more, I think, mundane than whenever I was working, like, full-time with Home Bargains. So when I was working, chances are I was probably up around 4:00 to get a run done before I would go to work, because I'd have to be in work for just after 6:30 or so. So I like to get my morning run done, because I'd hate to come home from work at like 5:00 and know that I have to go and run then. I couldn't bring myself to do that. And chances are I would go to the gym after work anyway. So I'm just like,
I can't even relate to that. Like, I can't relate to someone being like, I'll not run after work, so I better get up at 4:00 and run. You know what I mean? Like,
that to me sounds delightful, because I'm like, if I just put in the effort now in the morning, I can come home and then I can just relax. Then that's me in as such, you know? And honestly, the hardest part is, like, as you know yourself, the hardest part, I think, is just when the alarm goes, making that first, like, that transition from bed to floor. Once that's done, like, we're up, we're good to go, you know.
Leaving the warmth.
I've actually developed, like, a morning routine now that helps me a good bit more, in that I will leave my alarm
I have to find out more about this. What time are you going to bed at if you're getting up at 4:00? You have to go to bed.
No. Normally I would.
This lot is workable. There's no way I could live like that.
No. A lot of the time, I would probably be asleep by 10:30, 10:30.
That's not enough sleep, Chris. That's not enough sleep. You need more than that.
I know.
You can't do
you
can't live like
you
that.
You have to. I just sleep faster than most people do.
Well, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, that one thing I had to sacrifice, so I sacrificed the sleep, even though I know I shouldn't have. because I'm a firm believer, and this podcast is firm believers in the importance of your sleep. Check out our episode on sleep. But yeah, I would go pretty early. I'd be tired enough anyway. But yeah, my morning routine now, I'd leave the alarm some way away from the bed. I've tried to get out of the habit of, like you said, just going straight into scrolling on my phone. So I'll get up and I'll purposely go straight downstairs. I'll bring myself to go downstairs and I'll start my morning routine there. And then I'll come back up. I'll usually go to the toilet. I'll brush my teeth. I'll say my prayers, do whatever I want to do to start the day before I even touch my phone. I try to stay away from my phone as much as possible until I at least get my morning run done and out of the road. At the minute, I can afford to be quite lackadaisical with what time I'm getting up to do that, because I have no work to be in, you know, I don't have to be anywhere. I can kind of, I have the freedom of choosing my own work hours. So
Chris, you just look like an Irish person on a beach right now.
I know, yeah, the light pardon me, the light coming through that window is just completely ruining my well, white balance.
It's like you got sunburnt Levi's on your chest.
Sorry. But yeah, then after that I would just so I would either go to work, or if I'm not at work, let's take a day now at home. I'll run in the morning, I'll come in, I'll get breakfast, I'll either do some work on the podcast or make some clips. Then after that, the past wee while is we've been working obviously to get the gym ready and good to go. If that wasn't the case, I would probably just read or something to that extent. If I have things to do, like shopping to get or things, I like to get it done in the morning half. I like to leave my evenings free. I hate doing things in the evenings. Then I will normally train again probably around lunchtime or just after lunchtime. Whether I eat beforehand or after, it just depends on how I'm feeling for the day. Then I'll go to the gym. After that, I'll do whatever else needs done. You know, it's pretty mundane, pretty boring stuff. We wait to eat dinner. We eat dinner as a family. We always have. So we'll wait until my brother gets home. He's the last one home from work now. So he's home around 6. So we'll have dinner around then. And then he is normally training after he has dinner. So I'm usually back out training him and spend a bit of time in the gym. Then I'll read some, I'll eat some, I'll go to bed. Well, actually, I won't eat any. My food ends at like 6 o'clock. So that'll be me. That'll be me done.
The intermittent fast.
That was you that got me on that, D. Yeah. So
what can I say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Days are pretty mundane, you know. I think
that's
just
the problem, yeah, like with daily routine. I think, like, I agree, look, that there's some interesting things there. Like, a lot of people would probably relate to the fact that, like, you get up out of bed and, like, go downstairs and stay off your phone, like, they'll find interest in that. The problem with me is that I don't do any of that stuff. I just do the same shit that everyone does and wish they didn't do, yeah. Which is I wake up and go on my phone and I lie in bed to the last possible second. And
do you one of these, though, that gets me out of that? It's whenever we talk on podcasts and you bring up, like, some piece of news or evidence and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, the best thing to do is put your phone at the other side of the room. I'm the type of person that goes and tries that. I do weird shit all the time. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try putting my phone in like my parents' bedroom.
Yeah.
We'll see what
we
happens.
Came up for the day. No, I love talking about that stuff. I'll talk about it all day and I'll just never do it.
Whereas I'm the practitioner. I love putting things. I'll try weird shit all the time. Yeah.
Like I do try things the odd time. Like when I think when I think I need to, when it reaches a point where this is not working for me anymore. But at the minute, particularly with work from home, like if I still had to get up every morning, and like if you know, like if I had to get up an extra hour earlier because you had to shower and stuff before work, because you couldn't just shower whenever you had free time, and if you had to like drive in, you had to account traffic and all that stuff. You know, then you would need like a better what do you call that,
routine.
Yeah, routine. Well, you need a better motivator to get you up, because you're just lying there going, I have to do X, Y, Z before I can even get to work, which I don't even really want to do.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I going out of bed?
I think it's routine, man. If you find yourself in routine for it, it's like anything, you know, training, diet, just little things. You do them over a period of time and eventually they'll just incorporate themselves into your daily routine. You won't think anything more about doing them as you would brushing your teeth in the morning, you know.
Yeah, it's just what you do. Atomic Habits. James Clear.
Yeah. Great audiobook that.
Didn't finish reading that one either.
I have not finished listening to it myself. No. Yeah.
But that's all the great stuff that I read in that and I haven't put into practice.
So yeah, exactly.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect example. But yeah, like that's...
Do you read before you go to sleep, or have you got anything like that you'll do before you go over to sleep?
That's the only time that I'll read normally, except on like weekends and stuff when I'm just like nothing else to do. I'll only read before I go to sleep. Lately I haven't been reading, so I got like kind of stuck. You know what I mean? Like not stuck in a book, as in like I can't progress, but stuck as in like I don't really want to go back.
Don't want to, yeah.
But I don't want to switch to another book either, so. But in terms of like going to bed, like routine, like it's we'll normally like either play a game or watch a show until about 10:30, 11, and then at which point it'll be like a wind down thing where you're like, I'll go on my phone and I'll just sort of like read random things on Reddit, just kind of like the only time I really do that is in the morning when I go to bed, when I don't have like a purpose for what I'm doing on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'll just try and find something interesting to read, and then we'll... What do? We... Oh, it's so funny. We have the funniest thing with the dogs, man. Remember it's bedtime? We're like, right, we're going to go to bed now. We're like, right, dogs. We'll tell them, bedtime, right? And they both know that they get a treat right before bed.
Right.
So as soon as you say that, and I kind of like get up as if you make the motion to go into the bedroom, they both take off full tilt and run down to their beds. So fucking funny. Yeah. And then you come down with the treat. They're just sitting there waiting. Like,
dogs know, man. Dogs know.
They're so trained.
Yeah. There's a thing about that, like about like how dogs know, like right before like their owner's about to like come home from work. Like they just get this in, like it's like a... I don't know what it is. It's like some kind of physiological thing in their brain.
Chris, this is like something I read. I can't verify this, but I think it's cool. A dog can tell, right? Because you have like a routine, so it's like, you know, the same, sure, leave at the same time, come back at the same time. A dog can tell by how much of your scent is left in the house that you're coming home soon, because they know usually whenever their smell is so sensitive, they can tell like it's at a level now where typically they come back at this point, so they know that you're coming
back.
That's
fucking incredible. Isn't it? I believe that 100%. Dogs are incredibly intelligent animals, Dave. You know, they know this kind of stuff.
They can smell really good.
This is what it's called. I knew I had it somewhere in my book. It's called morphic resonance. It's the idea of mysterious telepathy. Type interconnection between organisms and of collective memories within species. It accounts for phantom limbs and how dogs know when their owners are coming home, and it's how people know when someone is staring at them without actually looking. The only way you get that, you just know someone's staring at you. Yeah, it's called morphic resonance. I knew I looked into that one time.
Is that like as well, like you're like when twins are like, I just have to go home and like talking to my brother, and they're like, how did you know like, that he would, like he was like, you know, took a heart attack or something, and they just knew they had to go home and check.
That's it. That's what it's called. It's do you know that trees can communicate with each other? Like trees talk to each other through this? That's insane.
They use like scents as well. Like they like send out pheromones and other trees detect it. It's the same thing that the smell of grass is that's them sending out warning pheromones, because they've been cut, so they've been like attacked, so they send out like the scent that other grass can like detect and pick up to like, you know, like prepare for attack.
No way.
You know what I mean? Not like attack, but you know, they prepare, so they like take all of their nutrients and stuff down into their roots, because they're gonna get the tops of them chopped off or they're gonna be attacked.
That's crazy. Yeah, because I read about a study that was done in the redwoods in California, and what was done there is they found that the trees were communicating with each other because the trees would actually signal each other that one of them or some of them are lacking water, and the trees would start dispersing their water between themselves, between the roots, to get to these trees that needed them the most.
It's mad. Like,
everything is fucking connected to you on this planet. That's crazy. Like, it's absolutely insane. But yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have too much more to add like to my day. Like,
daily routine connected with most of the planet, you know.
These are like the things that we talk about, as you say, like just on a regular basis within the podcast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So unless I'm doing some kind of like stupid like challenge or, you know, nothing will really change. Which come to talk about, I do have a stupid challenge coming up in like 2 weeks' time, but I'll probably talk about that in next week's podcast.
Okay, keep us on our edge of our seats about that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I had a book poll up on Instagram this week, actually asking. It was to do with the book I'm reading. I just put up, just out of curiosity, if our readers were, our listeners, viewers were, had a 700 to 800 page book, say, a book that they were really getting into, like how long on average would it take them to finish it? You know, could they do it in a week or less, or would it be 2 weeks plus, I think. Most people coming in the 2 week bracket, some people coming in a week or less. A few people have gotten in touch to say that they could polish off a book in like 3 days, like an 800 page book in like 3 days. I'm like, that's pretty impressive, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so. I think a lot of people could do it. It's just like, could you, you know, would you, you'd really have to love that book, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read like an epic like that in like 3 days.
No, I have not. It took me about 2 weeks to read the Steve Jobs biography, and it was about 700 pages.
Fuck.
So.
That's a big book.
It was worth it, yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah, the other thing is apocalyptic survival ideas and best friend quiz. I think we'll keep that for an actual episode, D.
Cool.
Two more community questions that came our way. We may as well hit them now, D. One is from Jolly Bearded Promotions, and he asks this week, if you could be an animal for a day, what animal would you be and why?
Eagle, maybe? Flying animal subscription.
Wait, there you go. You've hit the nail on the proverbial head right there, D. The proverbial nail on the head. There you go.
Yeah.
That's my go-to as well. Like a harpy. A harpy eagle. Something massive that can fly. Eagle.
Yeah, like an albatross, just like, and also I want that like fucking, you know, they have like that insane like precise vision, like they can like make out like a hare in a field from like hundreds of feet in the air, like, oh, that'd be fucking sick. Like, there's a man who wears glasses. It's pretty appealing.
Yeah, that I don't think I'd want to be maybe like a dolphin or something, or a shark, just to see what it's like under the water for a day. But I don't know.
I remember getting shit on because I was like, oh, I wouldn't want to be like in a water animal because that would be like cold and weird. And they're like, well, you wouldn't care if you were like a dolphin, you wouldn't care about it being cold. I was like, yeah, but I would care if it was me. And if I'm the animal, I don't want to be cold. But yeah.
Exactly. Second question this week, D, comes from Frank McBride. What is your favorite type of chair? And he says, you're allowed to pick two or possibly rank three. It's a brilliant question, Frank.
You know it's a good question because I'm struggling already to think of it.
I like desk chair, like gamer chairs. Like the chair that your Laura has is like one of the most comfiest chairs I think I've ever sat in.
It's a very good chair.
It's a tremendous chair.
It's like a very supportive chair, right? So there's like a lot, like, you know.
It welcomes you home from a hard day at work. You know, it cooks you meals, picks you up when you're low.
Here's the thing, though, Chris. You wouldn't go like, I'm going to just sit and relax in that chair. Because that chair has you like, you know, supported. Like you're up and you're like, you know, in a position where
Correct seating position.
Exactly. Whereas, think of like a sofa, like a deep seated sofa, like an L sofa or something, where you could fucking lie on that bastard and you know, just like every single part of your body would be like limp.
Yeah.
Comfortably. Like, I mean, there's something to be said for that as well.
I do like a good recliner, you know, a nice comfy recliner. I can put the feet up, kick back a bit. The recliners you used to have in like the low room in your home house.
Yeah.
And we used to sit in those bad boys and like taking a movie, man. Ooh, they were the days.
They were good, right? But I've now, like, I've kind of revised my opinion on those. Those were leather recliners, and I would never have a leather recliner, I don't think.
Why is that?
I don't, like, leather is, like, cold initially on the touch, and then you kind of, like, stick to it a bit when you're in there for extended periods of time. So I want, like, a nice, like, some sort of fabric.
Fabric, yeah.
Recliner. Like, a lazy boy is what I'm thinking of type thing.
Ooh.
And also, I want, like, recliners that are, like, a way more precise, so like rather than just kind of like seated and then there's one mode seated and recline. There's a recline mode. I need a lot more granularity between like where is the right level of, you know, recline mode.
Yeah, like we can go 30 degrees here, we can go 40, yeah. 45. Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to pick between sitting up like this watching TV or like lying back fucking, you know, ready for a bit. I want to be able to kind of like be in a, you know, a backseat position but still very easily able to watch and be part of the room.
Yeah.
My perfect chair, it doesn't exist. I'm going to have to create it myself. I think. But no, like I think,
Do you like a backless chair or a stool?
Are you fucking like no?
No,
a backless chair.
It's good for your posture though, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, apparently they are good because it forces you to like sit upright. You know, it forces you to sit in like a proper position. It's well, like you know,
if I was in that situation, I'd stand.
Yeah, I mean that's why people have like standing desks and things.
Yeah, you know, like a stool is fine for. You need to sit like you're at a table or like I don't know, like this massive event where like you'd be standing for hours. But like you're never gonna listen, all the stool lovers out there, sorry, stool lovers, it's funny. I would never pick a stool to sit on for like comfort ever in a million years.
It takes us back to high school to those old fucking science stools, fucking man. Jesus, hell. They were a being in my existence.
With the little like lip at the back just to dick in your hole.
Yeah.
God, your ass cheeks got this fucking line on them.
Yeah. The perfect chair doesn't exist. Yeah. Not yet.
I would say I would go for something like deep and wide, preferably with like reclinable options and like a nice like a felt, like a fabric, but like a warm like a warm fabric, but not like a real like rough surface, a real smooth.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, we can find one of those.
With a pillow.
With a pillow, or did you say or a pillow?
No, with a pillow.
That's a big drop there. Or a pillow. You know?
Yeah, no. I would just sit like cross-legged on a pillow. That would be my perfect chair. So.
Yeah, I find it hard to sit cross-legged for any extended period of time.
No, me too.
Yeah.
Possible.
Okay, that is that out of the road this week. Main topic plus community questions. You want to talk a little bit about what you got up to this week?
Yeah, well, I woke up this morning.
You were awake.
This is going to be a repeat of what we just talked about. No, this week, let's see. After talking with the main man last Sunday, I had to get a Domino's. It was just like ingrained into my fucking brain, man.
Yeah,
had to get a Domino's. Yeah. I picked one of those up on Tuesday, two for Tuesdays.
Obviously.
And, oh man, I am hankered for that double decadence. It needs to come back.
Yeah. Sure. I'm pretty sure if you special request two thin and crispies and just say, you know, just put that cheesy sauce in between. Yeah, I think
so. Do they even have the cheesy sauce anymore? You know what I mean?
I mean, they do stuff crust with the same shit, so I imagine I imagine it's there.
Right enough.
Yeah.
Every bite of that pizza, it actually was really, really nice, but I was just comparing it to like the double decadence. I need that like cheesy garlic-iness in the middle.
It was so good. The double decadence needs to come back,
It does. We should start a campaign.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're shortening the length of a fudge bar to combat childhood obesity, I don't know we have much of a chance with the double decadence pizza.
You know, if we don't get the double decadence back by December 25th, mm-hmm. Christmas is cancelled.
Christmas is ruined.
Ruined. Yeah. aside from that, man, I think I did have a kebab as well during the week, which was delicious. I haven't really been up to much.
Nice.
Finished watching Legend of Korra.
How was that?
Which is like, it was good, yeah.
Is that the prequel to...
It's a sequel to Airbender sequel. Avatar. Yeah. And it's pretty good, yeah. Got back into Fargo. So we started Fargo and then we switched to Korra and now we're starting back into Fargo. Which
excellent.
Fucking love that show.
Fargo's tremendous, dude.
It's excellent. But no, yeah, no real updates anywhere else, Chris.
I'm trying to think if I have any updates. Food-wise, no. Yesterday I had a pizza and I had some dirty fries with it.
They were good. Your dirty fries.
I don't know. I bought them. They were an M&S purchase. They were like fries with like almost like a marinara sauce, some kind of spicy kind of sauce, I think, and then cheese, and I think that was it. You good?
Sorry, someone is doing something outside.
Oh.
Like high-pitched noise.
Yeah, that's what I had yesterday. And I bought... Oh, yeah. I have to give a shout-out to... I don't know this lady. Somebody might know this lady. But we were in the M&S in Armagh yesterday, myself and my brother. And this fantastic lady called Kate works there. That's K-A-T-E, if anybody knows her. Okay. So we were standing... perusing the pizza section, pizza and condiments or accessories. No, pizza and accolades section. I don't know what you call it.
Pizza related materials.
And she left her till where she was working to approach us to tell us of a special offer that was on where you could get not just one pizza but two pizzas. And not just one side, but two sides, all for just £10. And then she started naming and showing us too some of the fantastic offerings of sides that they had. So my brother and I naturally fell for this brilliantly marketed plan of M&S's and got two pieces and two sides each. But yeah, she left her till to do that, and then she actually. We were standing in a line to queue to pay for it, and she called myself and my brother to a till that was not open. She put it on and she led us away. And while in the process, she asked, you know, did we shop here often? Blah blah blah. I said, you know, maybe once a week. So she proceeded to give me a Marks and Sparks card, like a loyalty kind of card thing that you know, I never really in the mood for. But because it was coming from her, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna activate this bad boy, and she gave us a bag without even asking. I don't think she even charged us for the bag. That's how nice she was, Dee. And she's just all around customer service. It was otherworldly customer service. So to Kate, who works in M&S and Armagh, if anybody is listening or knows her, please give her my best, because that would bring me back to that store to spend more money. You know.
That's customer satisfaction right there, Chris.
Oh, like at a different level.
You should go on to like the website or something and see if there's a way to
to
do this. Because I remember reading this, people were saying this, like, you know, it's all well and good. They'll always leave a really good impression, but like they'll probably never get the reward for that. M&S will.
Because yeah, that's the thing. Like having worked in retail for so long, you see that all the time.
And return as a customer. But hopefully she'll get some sort of monetary reward.
You've completely...
No, Chris, you've completely.
Sorry, you completely broke up on me there, but you're back. You're with me now. Sorry, apologies. Having worked in retail for so long, you see that all the time, that people who go out of their way to help customers and things, and unfortunately, like those cases will never go noticed, and these people will never be thanked for the work that they put in. So I will go on today. I will make that my job for today. I will go on and I will thank Kate if they have some kind of place to thank.
Make that your goal.
I will. I want to tell you a story, Dee, of this week, what happened this week on Tuesday. So my sister was taken to hospital during the week. My sister Niamh was taken to hospital this week. It's nothing serious, don't get me wrong. So I was standing, I was finishing up doing the podcast actually. And I was in the kitchen, and I just heard like a shriek or like a scream coming from like, I thought it was like the kids who live next door. So I passed, no remarks. I thought they're just outside, they're playing. And then I heard it again, and I was like, that sounds like it's coming from upstairs. But my mum was out; she was cleaning in the hallway. My dad was outside, but my dad came running in because he heard it too. And then we just heard my sister's bedroom door open, and she was screaming for someone to come up. So my dad ran up the stairs, and I immediately knew it was something to do. My sister has a really bad knee. One of her knees, she suffers from that patella alta, it's called, where her actual patella slips in and out of place quite regularly. And it's pretty nasty. It like dislocates her knee, you know, if she like jars it the wrong way or something. Happened quite a bit over the years. But I knew it was something like that. So my dad went up to deal with it, and then he called me up, and my sister was sitting at the side of the bed. Now, Dee, like, I've seen some pretty nasty sites over the years, like, you know.
Oh no.
But like my sister's kneecap D was halfway up her quad.
Oh.
You know, it was like in her quad. Dear. Like I seen a lump and I just like, oh my god, is that her fucking kneecap? And she was sitting on the bed. Now I don't know how she was so calm. She was ridiculous. Now she was hurting and she was grabbing her leg. She didn't want to straighten her leg because if she did, she was gonna kind of take the tension out of it. And my dad was like, I need to put this back into place. He has done this a couple of times for her. From a tapping, so he kind of knows what he's doing. Now this turned out to be her good knee, her quote unquote good knee, not the knee that was going out of place. So
oh no.
So I had to stand over my sister and pin her down to the bed, and she grabbed my arms while my dad kind of loosened my sister's leg, and I watched him slide a kneecap under the skin back into place in the knee. One of the most horrific things I think I personally witnessed. And I don't know how my sister was so calm. It was ridiculous. So after that, they took her down to hospital. It's like severe patella alta, basically. Now she needs like surgery on her knee, basically, where what they'll do is they'll clip the tendon. They'll shorten the tendon from the top of the patella, so that it doesn't slip out of place anymore. But who knows how long that'll be or when they'll actually put her through for that. So for the next 2 weeks, she's in a cast up right up from her foot right up to like halfway up her thigh at the minute. She's on crutches hobbling about the house. It was a horrific sight, man.
Yeah, man. Whoa. I can imagine. That sounds awful. Feel really bad for her.
Yeah, yeah. It's
especially when it's the other leg as well.
So yeah, her quote-unquote good leg. Yeah, it was pretty nasty to witness something like that, but I don't know how she was so calm, you know.
Yeah, fair play to her and your dad for like being able to like, you know, casually slip a fucking kneecap back in.
He knows what he's doing with that. He's had to do that before, I think. Yeah, he's had to do it before with her, and he's had trouble with his knees as well. So he kind of knows a lot about the knee, the knee joint.
Yeah, I mean that's one. Yeah, you'll definitely learn a lot about whenever it's popping out of place. Fucking hell. It's awful.
That's what I got up to this week. Like I said, I was working on the podcast when that happened. The podcast birthday, the Amply Promise birthday, has come and went, and we completely missed it.
We had cake.
Fucking knew it. I knew you would. I knew you'd do this every year. Every fucking year.
There's an invite in your calendar. Didn't respond.
That's what that was. I just realized I just realized I had
cake and I had two plates set up. There's only one.
We'll look into that for next year. Something big for next year, you know.
What is the birthday for it?
It's just another year. This is
but what's the date?
It's October 23rd.
God, it's a long time gone.
Yep. Because I meant to bring it up. It was on my list to bring up last week, but we had Gavin on, we had Aaron on, and we were so much talking last week.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
Exactly. So it completely slipped my mind. So there
actually,
you go.
We have a big party. It was because of COVID we couldn't do anything, so we didn't. You know, obviously.
Yeah.
Next year we'll be able to do a big nice party for the community.
D, here's a question. See, when you go to brush your teeth and you put toothpaste on the brush, do you put that brush back, like just drip it underwater before you put it in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Normally?
Yeah. Yeah.
My toothbrush is in the shower.
That's
what. Stick brain time.
Yeah. Mine's been in the shower for a bit as well. But no, it creeps me out when people. We'll just put toothpaste onto their brush and just proceed and go straight to the mouth. I thought about this during the week, D. It's not allowed.
That's like glue.
Yeah.
That's just like glue. It's just like glue.
You
want to
fucking brush your teeth with glue?
You can just take your hand away and your fucking toothbrush. Hurt. You just think.
Oh, God, that's nasty, D. God, you always go back under the tap for a quick rinse before it goes in your mouth. Jesus. Don't know why I thought of that, dude. The hunt for Sharon Clarke is on as a guest to this podcast.
Oh yeah, I had a little look. She's Belfast based, and I was looking like the websites that she has written for before, like one of them is just like gone, just like disappeared. The other one, she hasn't been active for a couple of years. So, yeah.
So
she has done a podcast for an American podcast group before. So
we can do it. We can get her on. I know we can get her on, Dee. I know. And here's another thing. Another poll went up this week. I don't know. I think I tagged you in it. You've probably seen it. So many polls this week, Dee. I just wanted to hear back from the community. But
All I think of whenever you say another poll went up. Oh, sorry. I'm talking way up. There's a real delay here. Proceed.
Oh, sorry. No, I know what you're going to say. When you hear me say a pole went up, are you picturing me like actually erecting a physical pole? Like a flag pole?
Put another pole up there over the weekend.
No, a pole went up and I asked people to decide what we should focus our efforts on, be it live episodes for the show or bring on more guests. And do you know what won? That one? You seen that one?
Guests. It was a landslide.
It was a fucking landslide. The guest won hands down. So we got to start making the
live podcast next week, boys.
Hold the empty promise. Yeah, we got to start making the effort to get more guests on, I think.
I mean, a lot of our guests are just like our friends, so that's
but
fine.
They're still guests, but I think Sharon Clark is definitely a big one that we can get. We can get her, Dee.
Yeah, she's gettable.
Yeah, she's definitely gettable. Yeah, I even had it in my book from last week, The Hunt for Sharon Clark. The hunt, there you go.
He's on. Yeah. Maybe she's been dead this entire time.
Jesus, Dee, don't say something like that. That would freak me out more, I think. that's all I have for my week this week, I think. I'm gonna continue this week working on getting the gym set up. As of next week, I'll be ready to go back into that. And that's it then.
That's another podcast in the bag.
Yeah, that is. Is there another delay here?
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, yeah.
I could shout about to you from Belfast to Armagh and you'd be able to hear it quicker than this fucking delay. But
yeah, probably. Well, thankfully, it's just one week that we're back into the remote podcasting. Next week, we will be together again, I'm sure. Bringing you a big episode next week, coming at you with a big episode, so stay tuned for that. Remember, you can find the video version of this podcast over at youtube.com/emptypromisepodcast, and the video version is available on all podcast hosting services. You can get in touch with us and give us a follow over on our social media. Twitter and Instagram is probably where we're most active, but we also have a Facebook page. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast. You can get in touch with us with questions, comments, queries there, or through our email, which is
emptypromisepodcast@gmail.com.
I thought that the delay was going to be huge there and I might just be sitting idle for a little while waiting. But
I started like a split second earlier. So
this guy's got the smorts. Yeah, that's it. I think just another week of planning and getting ready for another podcast, another big one. And then we're into the big Christmas run-in, I think. We'll have a big Christmas run-in and then we're ready to start the new year with a bang and some big stuff to bring next year.
Don't think there's Christmas this year. You back?
Yeah, I've been here. Are you back? I don't know.
No, you went away. I've been here. You went away.
Oh, yeah. I probably did go away. So, yeah, it's about time we wrap this episode up anyway. So, perfect timing that we're starting to cut out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for finding this episode. We will see you all next week, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Goodbye, and God bless.
Bye-bye.